April 4th, 2013. We're holding here in Simen Tof Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, and we'll finish Yemitz Hashem Sif Aleph. We'll see the Ramah now. So just to have a little chazara, Simen Tof Nun Hei, Din Mayim Shelanu, discusses the halachas of the water that we use for the matzah. And the water, after one draws the water, it has to sit overnight. And the purpose of this sitting overnight is because the water, when it's in the source, where it comes from, the well or the spring or the river, it's warmer. And the warmer water can cause the matzah to bake quicker. So you want to use mayim shelonu. Shelonu means that was lon. It rested. In this case, we want l'chatchila rested overnight. And then it won't cause the water to the matzah and the dough to ferment quicker. So let's first read the words of the Ramah. The Ramah tells us as follows. V'imloi hechnisam b'hashkama. Because the Ramchaber just finished telling us, v'tzorech l'hashkim l'hechnisam l'bayis, kain shizrach ha-shemesh, v'afilu b'yom ha-mu'unun. You should wake up and take this water inside the house if you had it sitting out of the house, bring it back in the house before the sun rises. Vafilu, even on a cloudy day. Vafilu biyom hamu'unon, those are the words of the Mechaber. On those words, the Ramah comments, Hagah, v'im loy hechnisam b'hashkam, if you did not bring them into the house early, im loy yamdu kol kach, ad shehuchmu, if they weren't standing there outside of the house, ad shehuchmu, up until when they became warm, a nemazik. So this water does not cause any problems to be used for the matzah. V'yoyse toiv, it's better lahamidom tachas atikra. It's better to put it underneath the roof. Shema yishkach lahachnisam bashkama, because you might forget to bring it inside in the morning, and then you'll have the roof protecting it from the rays of the sun in the morning. When you are bringing the water, underneath the aver harakia, the sky, the water should be covered up. When you're carrying the water back into the house or wherever you're carrying it, the water should be covered up. Period. Next point. Kishachal Pesach be'echad b'Shabbos. When Pesach will fall out, be'echod b'Shabbos, on Sunday, the first of the week, the first day of the week on Sunday. So when should you do the Sheiva? Yesh lishoiv hamayim or yud gimel, dahainu b'lel chamishi. Then one should be shoyev, one should draw the water on the night of the 13th, which is Thursday. So go back to Thursday and draw the water. Next halacha, lechatchila yesh lishoiv min hanahorois, v'loi min habeirois, lechatchila, one should draw the water from the rivers and not from the wells. Aval, however, turning two pages now, kesha hanahorois gedoilois, when the rivers are large, mehafroshas shlogim u'gishamim, from the snow and the rain, if the rivers are so big because of the snow and the rain, it's better to draw the water which will be used for the matzah from the wells. What does this mean? One, normally speaking, we should not be familiar with this in the practical sense, that if there is a mace, a person that dies, they used to throw out the water. Different reasons as to why they might have done this and why we should also accustom ourselves with this. So, ve'ein lishpoich mayim shalonu, if there's mayim shalonu, water that was prepared to be used, it rested overnight, it was not used, it was drawn, and the purpose of it was to be used for the matzah. And then a dead person died. A person died. He's dead. then normally they would throw out the water. Here we're saying, Ein lishpoich mayim shalanu, mikoyach meis, because of a mace, or a tekufa hanefelis, or the different tekufas, different seasons, different time periods. Mikomakoyim, toiv lechatchilu lahosim bahem barzel. It's better, and we'll explain in the Mishnah Brura and with some ha'aris here from the Dirshu, as to why it's better to place a metal rod in the water. Sounds very strange. Gam also, further, the Ramah tells us, also, lishoyv mayim al yidei ein Yehudi, l'matzah shel mitzvah, it's forbidden to draw the water, which will be used for the matzahs of the mitzvah of Seder night, through a non-Jew. V'af l'shar matzois, yishov Yisrael. Also, for the other matzois, a Jew should draw the water, imefsh, if it's possible. V'noigin lito mayim, v'yuchodim l'matzah shel mitzvah, it's appropriate to take special designated water for matzah shel mitzvah. Noigin likach kli cheres chadoshim. It's appropriate to take kli cheres chadoshim. Kli cheres new kelim. Ve'ein lo shanay se minug, and we should not deviate from this minug. Avol bishel eitz ein lahakbid. But if it's wooden kelim, we don't have to be makbid. Okay, so we just went through a few halachas. Turning the page back now, two pages to the Ramah. And we were discussing that if a person, and the Mechaber told us, if a person takes the water out, he should make sure that this water is covered up. And if it didn't cover it up, didn't bring it in, if it wasn't outside until it became hot, it's not a problem. Says the Mishnah Rusev Kadin Yod that if the water did not become hot, huchmu, then it's not a problem. V'imnasu poishrin. What happens if it became lukewarm? If it became lukewarm, kishu kuhuchmu dami, then it's a status, it's viewed halachically like it became hot. So lukewarm water is already considered to be a problem, that this water should not be used for the dough. As we'll see in Sif Gimel, what degree, what temperature is poishrin, is lukewarm water? That's when it is kichamimus haroik, when it is the temperature of the roik is the spit of the person. V'ayin b'shari tshuva shekosav, look in the shari tshuva that writes shekol shenis chamimu chamimus ksas, that anything that became a little hot, even though it's not kichamimus haroik, ein lolush bahem. One should not use them to knead with. So the Shari Tshuva is saying that if it's already that temperature of the roik of the body temperature of the spit that a person has, one should not use it. Now, we learned earlier that in the footnote number 8, in the second paragraph, we saw that the Tshuvas Or LeTzion discussed in regards to cooling off the water. And he told us that it does not help. As well as Rav Eliyashiv, that to put it in the refrigerator or does not help to cool off the water, because we're not experts in knowing how to cool off and so on and so forth. If you look at number 15, it's turning the page now on the next page, on the right side, the second paragraph. He tells us in regards to baking the matzah in Argentina that during the Yemei Nisan, the spring season, the Mezeg Avir is chamoed, it's very hot in Argentina. Even the water that was taken out, it still gets hot. So too, the place where they bake the matzahs is extremely hot. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh, in Pesach, Chelek Beis Simen Zayin, Shim hadavar efshar, if it's possible, roi shaloi lafois sham matzos ela bimei tamuz off. It says if it's possible, it's best, it's appropriate not to bake the matzos there, only in during the months of Tammuz and Av. Im ein efsharus, and if it's not possible, ela lafois matzos bimei Nisan, to make the matzos during Nisan, if you could only bake the matzos during Nisan. Yesh la hakpid shachadarim shebehem losim yu mekurarim. He says, you should be careful to make sure that the rooms that you use are cold. Shachadarim shebehem losim, not losim, losim that you need. Yu mekurarim, there should be the air conditioning. You should have the air conditioning going. The water should also be placed in the cold place, what we call a refrigerator. So you see different opinions how Tzvi Pesach Frank, he held it's not a problem, and you can put it in there, but in the refrigerator, but we saw the Olitzin Rav Yashif held it is a problem. He says further, I'd cost of Shilinin Hamayim, to put ice cubes, he says, to put in the water. He says, you can do that, as opposed to what we said earlier. And to make sure that the water is cold the whole time during the kneading process. So here, we see over here, it seems like to be a machloik is between Tzvi Pesach Frank and the old Tzion of Rav Yashiv in regards to cooling off the actual water. Okay, let's continue. Sifkon Yud Aleph, Einei Mazik. If one left the water out, it does not ruin the water from being used. Va'afilu Omdu B'Shemesh, even if it stayed in the heat of the sun. Kol Shaloi Huchmu Mutu Lolush B'Hem. Just as long as it was not Huchmu, if it did not get hot, then the water did not get hot, then one can knead with it. Sifkon Yud Beis. Now, when you transfer the water, we're saying that it should be covered up. When you take the water from the cellar to the kneading room, it should be covered up because we're concerned that we don't want it to become heated up from the heat of the sun. It's appropriate to cover it up also at the time shemalichon min hanohar, when you take it from the river lebeisai to your house. So when you first draw the water, it's also appropriate to cover it up. Afshikavar shoko chama, even though the sun already set. Why? Kedei shelo yipol leseichen shum davar chimotz, and nothing common stick that can ferment should fall into it. That's why the minig is to prevent anything that might have fallen in there, that the minig is to strain the water when it's drawn with a beged lovin, it says here, a white cloth, and which is clean. Okay. Sef konya gimel, yesh lecha soysen, we should cover it up. Cover up the water. If you are transferring the water with a glass container, does not help. That which you cover it with a mapa, with a cloth on the top, because the sun can become heated up through the thickness of the glass. Unless you cover up the sides as well. So basically, if you have a glass, and you have the water in the glass, and you're transferring it in a glass container, make sure you cover it up on all sides. That's the point. The Ramah said that when a person draws the water, kishachal pesach becha b'shabbos, when a person draws the water for Pesach, which falls out on a Sunday, we should make sure to draw the water earlier on Thursday night. Sif kod nye dalet, why? Lefima shikosav mechaber simen tof nun ches, the yoyim yod dalet, shechal yes b'shabbos loshin b'erev Shabbos. According to what the Mechaber tells us in three simanim later, that when the Yom Yedalit, the 14th, shechal yes b'shabbos, that falls out on Shabbos, loshin b'erev Shabbos, then we need the dough on erev Shabbos, ein revusa klal. There's no chiddush here. It's not a chiddush. In other words, what's he telling us so different from what's the Ramah adding from what the Mechaber says later on? So he says, "V'dibi bal hagon ne'morin lo'isin shenoygin lefois b'lal pasach matzei Shabbos k'muvar Hashem etor." The answer is the chiddush is of the words of the Ramah. It is he's talking about a case for those people who bake the matzah on the night of Pesach, on matzei Shabbos. Those who bake the matzah on the night of Pesach on matzei Shabbos, when should they draw this water? Have the water drawn already from Thursday night. We're not going to get into it, but there are a lot of issues that could come out from a person, halachic concerns, come baking the matzah. Not that we do it today anymore like this, but baking the matzah the night of Pesach. Besides, when you actually start your Seder is another issue. Okay, Sif Kotin Tes Vav, Dahinu Belel Chamishi, you should draw the water on the Thursday. The Be'er Shabbos, why? Because by Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShmashois, Ein Yechidon Lishoif, you cannot draw the water. Then Shabbos Mechin L'Yomtev, because Shabbos cannot prepare for Yomtev. You cannot do things on Shabbos for Yomtev. Ben HaShmashois, Savik Shabbosu, by Ben HaShmashois, it's Savik Shabbos. So therefore you can't draw the water at that time. Umibayt Yoim, and earlier, that day, it's samach le ben hashmashos. Gam kenei nochon shema ya'achav ve'yasek ze ben hashmashos, because you might make a mistake and draw the water ben hashmashos. V'adin afa oifin belel yontiv sheni. Those who also bake on the night of yontiv sheni, asurin lishoiv ben hashmashos, cannot draw the water ben hashmashos shel yontiv rishoin of the first night of Pesach. Why? Because the Ein Yom Tov Mechin Chaveira. Because we know, just like we just had to wait until the first Yom Tov left, and then after that Yom Tov left, the next day starts, then we can prepare the next Suda. So here too also, one day of Yom Tov cannot be used to prepare for the next day of Yom Tov. It's Tzrichin Lishoiv Oyli Yadadid, and therefore you'd have to draw the water the night of the 14th. V'im Shochach Lishoy Belel Chamishi. What happens if you did forget to draw the water the night on Thursday night? The case in the Ramah. Yochel Lishoy Be'er Shabbos. You can draw the water in Erev Shabbos mi Beit Yoim. You can still draw the water in Erev Shabbos on Friday. Afilu Bo'oid Hayom Gadol, even when there's a lot of daytime left. Normally we say we want to do it near Ben Hashmashos time. V'chol Zeh Huadin La'Nosh M'Sho'ifin Harbi Yomim Kaidim Pesach. For people who bake many days before Pesach, kishoifin biyom rishoin, when one bakes on Sunday, yizohar lechatchila lahachin mayim belel chamishi. They should be careful lechatchila, yizohar lechatchila lahachin mayim, to prepare the water on Thursday night. Ubidyavid be'er Shabbos mevad yoyim, and bidyavid on Erev Shabbos to prepare it beforehand. Amnon im shochach lahachin mevad yoyim, if he forgot to prepare the water mevad yoyim, Yochin bein hashmashos alidei akum. You can prepare the water bein hashmashos through a non-Jew. Yesh matir and afilo alidei atzma. And there are those that permit, even the Jew himself would be permitted to draw the water. Sifkon te zayin. The Ramah said, lechatchila yesh lishoy min haharos. Lechatchila, one should draw from the rivers. Mipnei sha'achamo ma'aleches b'yaminisun tachas akarko, because during the springtime, the season of Nisan, the month of Nisan, the sun goes underneath tachas akarko, underneath the earth. I'll just explain it like that for now. Lachein ha'be'erois roischin ksas. Turn the page two times, and then therefore the be'erois, the wells, are very hot. Therefore, we should avoid using from the well and use from the rivers. As opposed to in the rivers. because where they're drawn from their heart, this that when they draw the waters, it's hot. Nonetheless, when it's drawn from a far place, then they cool off. So it's best to draw the water from the river. That's what this Sif Kotten is talking about. Unless, the Ramah tells us, there's a lot of rain and snow, then it's better to take from the wells. Sif Kotten Yitzayin, Me'afrosh Ashlogim, the Oz may beiris miskaren yoisib mehem, because then the wells are cooler. The water in the well are cooler. The Nisan hachama mahaleches baharim, because in the Nisan time the sun goes to the tops of the mountains. They lefasha shlagim in order to melt the snow. They nasin poishrin and it cools off. It becomes like lukewarm water. Let's just explain that again here. Aval kisha hanahoris, the Ramah says gedoilis, when the rivers are large, mehafroshes shlagim ugeshamim, from the snow or the rain, then it's toivyos lishay ben habeiris. Then it's better to take from the wells. So normally we say to take from the rivers and not the wells. However, if the rivers are large, they're filled up from the snow and the rainwater, then it's better to take from the wells. So I said it backwards. Let me correct myself. What's the reason why it's better to take from the wells? Because in the rivers, the water in the river is lukewarm water from the snow that melted. So since the water in the rivers is a hotter temperature, we want to avoid those waters and better to take the waters from the well. Sif Kotten Yud Ches. Okay, then we get into a little interesting discussion here. That we should not throw out the water that was around, the Mayim Shalonu water that was around when a person died. And he says in Sifkot Yud Ches, let's see first Sifkot Yud Ches, and then we'll see some horrors over here. He says, the Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davar Ra. The Pasuk says, a Shomer Mitzvah, one who guards the Mitzvah, does the Mitzvah, Lo Yeda Davar Ra, will not know bad. There's a Pasuk, and it's brought down, the Halacha, one who does the Mitzvah, a Mitzvah will not have any harm come to him. Continuing in the Mishnah Berurah here, v'lav dafka b'matzas mitzvah. Not only the matzah mitzvah, do adin b'shar matzas shetzorich lePesach. Also, the other matzahs that one is required to have for Pesach. Mikol makoyim im efsheloi b'kal lahasig mayim acherim shalonu. It's easy to acquire water that was resting. Nochon lasses came the shamatzais. It's also appropriate to use maim shalonu that stood with other matzais. Maim shehechin the matzas mitzvah in nochon lefshavchan. The water that was prepared for the matzas mitzvah, since it's for a mitzvah, even though there was a mace, and normally one would throw out the water, one does not throw out this water here. Af im efsher loy bikal lahasig maim acherim. Even though it's easy for him to obtain other waters easily, he still should not throw out the water. Why? Shenir kimezalza b'mashik kosov shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovar ra. Because it looks like he is cheapening and he's disgracing this concept of shoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovar ra. That one who is shoymer mitzvah, is doing a mitzvah, he doesn't know any bad. Why is this person throwing out the water if it's for a mitzvah? He's not going to get harmed. B'chol zeh shayach gamkin linyan tkufa. Also in regards to the tkufas, the different seasons when they would also throw out the water. Okay, let's now try to understand what's this business about throwing out the water. What's going on over here? So let's take a look. I don't know if I saw it over here, first of all. I just want to share with you. One of the reasons I saw as to why would they throw out the water, one reason was to be maidia. could be, we'll see it here in a minute, was to bring to the awareness to other people that there was a mace, because we want to try to avoid saying it. So they would do a simen by throwing out water, and then people would understand from that point. Now, it's not like they had tap water, which was running, so water was something precious. It's precious today also. Let's take a look at number 28. A few points in number 28. V'cheinim bishlu b'mayim elu tavshu l'chvod Shabbos. What if a person had water that he cooked the food for Shabbos, and then there was a mace? Should he throw it out? Should he throw out that food? Shebidyevet ein leser es a tavshal. The pischa tshuva, he brings the pischa tshuva, and your deyasim and shinlam etesef dalid hechos avelus. One should not throw out that food. Why not? Mishum sheshoymer mitzvah lo yeda dovar ra. Because one who knows, does the mitzvah, he will not have any harm come to him. And since he cooked it for Shabbos, it's not a problem. V'hatam minog says further, lishpach es hamayim. What's the reason why one would throw out the water in the shchunas hameis? So he brings from the Taz, in your day, shin lamentes, sifkat and dalid, shemalch hamoves, the angel of death, mapil b'mayim tipas dam hamoves. He puts in the water a drop of the dam hamoves, the blood of the dead. Okay, interesting shot here. Another reason brings from the Shach. This is where I saw it. Kedei sheyedu kulam sheyesh meis be'ir. Yitzdarchu lo'idia dover zeh b'peh mishum haitzah z'diba. So they would, because they would have to notify the people and they wouldn't want to say with their mouth, lo'yitzdarchu lo'idia dover zeh b'peh mishum haitzah z'diba. They didn't want to say it with their mouth, so that's why they would pour it out. That's why one would pour it out. Okay. Next paragraph I want to share with you as well. Wulina Misha Birich Al Mayim. What happens if a person makes a bracha? He makes a bracha, and then he hears on the water, he hears there's a mace. Should he throw out the water? He just made a bracha. So he says, V'shom Shiesh Mace Be'ir, a person makes a bracha and hears there's a mace in the city. He says the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Siman Shinrei, in Reish Vav, Hilchos Brachos, Sheyishtim Ma'at Min HaMayim, drink a little of the water, Kedei Shloi Tiyah HaBracha Levatola, that the bracha should not be a bracha Levatola. V'es HaMayim Anu Yisarim, and the rest of the water is Yishpoich, he should pour them out. If it's the changing of the seasons, he should wait a little and then drink. Okay, let's continue. There's more to see in this topic, but let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yutes. We come up and the Ramah tells us, it's better to put an iron rod, metal, iron, into the water. Hainu koidim she tekufa nefelas, before the tekufa, the season changes. Okay. Number 34, he tells us to put the water, he brings from the Har Tzvi, or Tzvi Pesach Frank also, that we're referring to water, nothing to do with the mace, just the she'en ha'nochas ha'barz ma'ila ela Amayim sheyesh bem sakonos atkufa, with the danger of this tkufa, which I'm not exactly clear, to be honest with you, what that is. Avoloy almayim shebeshchunas ameis, but not for a mace. According to Ratzif Pesach Frank, the metal barzel, which we'll see in the next footnote, is to prevent any danger by the tkufa, but not by the mace. Sifkot nchof, yikach barzel chodosh, einok, you take a new barzel, vitleb mishicha toich amayim, and you should hang it with a, like a string in the water. But don't put your hand in the water. Because the water, the hand of the person warms up the water. So if you put your hand in the water, you're warming it up. You put salt or chaysam, seal. Now, just to share with you a couple of points that they bring down from the Prima Godim and then the Kaf HaChaim afterwards. Well, why should they specifically use, or does one have to specifically use a barzel, a iron? So it says, Tama Davar, second line, number 35, second line there. He says, Tama Davar, Shitachin, Shadafka, Barzel, Magim, Yasakon. It could be only barzel helps because it's the Rosh Tevas of the word barzel are Bilha, Rachel, Zilpa, and Leah. And therefore, in the schus of the Kaviyash, it says in the schus of the Imois, Sheshmai Sehen, Merumazim, Bemila, Barzel, that the names are hinted to in the word Barzel, Nitzaylam, Isakonazu, they are saved and protected from this, any danger. Okay, there are other points here, but let's go further. Sif, Cotton, Chaf Aleph. So what did Rama say further? The Rama said, "Gamosel lishay mayim alidei eni Yehudi lematzis mitzvah. One should not use a non-Jew to do it." The machshir mitzvah, who says the Mishnah Brura, it's introduction, it's preparation for the mitzvah to get the water. So the guy should not be doing it. V'hurak lechatchila, but this is only ideally. In ideal situations, the guy should not be used. V'af l'shar matzis as well. For other matzis as well, one should not draw the water. A Jew should draw the water, and not a non-Jew. Mishum shalayitein l'soyche chametz, because shalayitein l'soyche chametz, because you don't want him to put any chametz inside of him. You come welcome ain bezek kapeid mishum shemineg l'sanein. Nonetheless, it's not such a strict kapeida that a non-Jew cannot draw the water for other matzahs, because the custom is to use a strainer. Let's try to get tonight till finish the sif. So we have a few more lines here. Sif kon chav gimel lematzah shel mitzvah v'yoyimah b'shasash iva l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Important to say at the time when one draws, specifically to say with his mouth, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. This is he's drawing the water to be used for the matzvah of mitzvah. Sif kon chav dal k'dei klei cheres chadashim. We said in the Ramah, to take new earthenware kalim to use to draw with. But not old ones. Even if it was Pesach, because they become, once they're used, they become ruined and disgusted, and it's not hider, it's not doing the mitzvah in the best way to use kli cheres to draw the water. Sifkan Chafei, we'll finish with this tonight, Yimitz Hashem. Ve'ein l'shanis ha-minog, we should not deviate from minog, avol b'shel eitz, ein l'hakbid, but if it's wooden kalim, you don't have to take new ones. V'wadin shel evin, oy klicheres mitzupin, shekaren glizzard, so too if it's out of stone, or klicheres earthenware, which was glazed, then one does not have to be makbid to use new ones. V'nei kol zeh dafka sheloi nishtamish behem el b'mayim b'lvat. This that we're saying, that you don't have to take new ones, it's only if these kalim were only used for water. If these kalim were used for fruit juice, what is fruit juice? Anything which is not a liquid is called a fruit juice. It's appropriate not to draw with this water, unless one did hagala to these kalim first. If because the meperis, the fruit juice, when it gets mixed up a little with the water, it causes the fermentation process to hasten, and when one needs the dough, that's a problem. As will be explained in Siman Tav Samach Beis. Upshita, it's posh, the roi lesser masha loikhin chavius gedoilis, that it's appropriate to aser, that which people take large barrels, shemach zikin behem dvash, that hold honey in them, madichin ha'isan, and semen, and they wash it out, and they place the water in the matzahs, bebati hafia, in the bati hafia where they bake, the iser gomerhu, because that's an iser gomer. Why? The mafut the meperis, it gives out the taste of the meperis, so one should not be using the barrels that one put the fruit juice in there, or the honey. Well, the chatchila toiv lizar shloy lishoyv bekli nechoshes. One should not use copper kalim of afilu hu chadash even it's new. Lefisha nechoshes mechamim, because copper by its nature warms off the contents inside. Aval b'di'eved ein lachush b'di'eved, one does not be concerned. Vafilu nishto har beyamim besoychoy hamayim, even if the water was there for many days, mutal lolish behem, you can use it for kneading. Va'afilu chatchila noigin leheter lolush b'klin nechoshes, even lechatchila, the noig with the heter to knead with the klin nechoshes, to knead with the copper kalim, ve'ein nizaren elo shaloi lishoiv behem mayim, and they're only careful not to draw water from them. Sha'amayim tzrichin sinun laila echad, because the water requires sinun laila echad for one night, uchshehem b'klin nechoshes. And when they are in the klin nechoshes, einam itstanin beklin nechoshes k'moy b'shar kelim, like by other kelim. So when the uchshehem beklin nechoshes, when it is in the klin nechoshes, in the copper kli, einam itstanin, they do not cool off beklin nechoshes k'moy b'shar kelim, as opposed to other types of kelim. We'll stop here for tonight, and Mr. Shem will continue with Sif Beis. Have a good Shabbos.